Most scientists prefer to use light years as a unit of measurement. We prefer light beers. This is the perfect pour. It's going for an NPR vibe on that.
Everyone, calm down. This is the perfect pour. It's a show
spiking
about things
audio
and arresting the beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Yeah, we're just gonna hang out, drink some beers. Hopefully, you'll hang out with us and enjoy us drinking beer.
Yes, enjoy.
Like,
that.
Yeah, I love listening to these guys drink beer.
That's what it's all about.
I have chosen wisely for my podcast listening today. Thanks for being here. It's going to be a couple hours. Just giving you a little heads up. You know, it's going to be like a little couple hours, like jury duty. It's like, yeah, it's going to be like a 5-day trial. Wow. A lot of ins and outs. A lot of things are going to happen. So be ready for it. But it's all going to be beer related. And if not, it's going to get the dreaded tangent button.
Yes.
And beer releases to look out for. Listeners of the show are going to call us and tell us things. Mm-hmm. Got some beer news. It's going to be fun.
Might lose our pants.
And we're going to be doing that. Opening beers, bro.
It is. Oh, I got middle pour.
Before the show, we had a few tailgate beers. Couple IPAs donated to us by Vern from Evans Brewing. The Kippin from Evans. And it was a beer.
What'd you call it? It was spiky.
I called it spiky. My review was spiky. And then one from the dudes, which I think may have been old. I don't know. There's no date on it. Hmm. But double trunk from the dudes. And then there was Nick brought for some reason gave us I wouldn't have done it if I was him.
Mm-hmm.
An Alesmith Speedway Stout.
Well, this shows that you guys never drink these because you would notice.
Oh my God.
It's in a 12 ounce bottle.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. is interesting. I noticed, but didn't think it was.
I noticed.
So
I noticed too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're not. They didn't do cans, I believe, and they did bottles.
Yeah, but not bombers either. Because usually it's the big ass. 22 and a half ounces?
The 750.
750 milliliter bottle. Or 8-ounce cans, which are like $30. And so this is a 4-pack of 12-ounce bottles for $12. This is the ideal Speedway situation.
That is a bargain for that beer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where you get this?
At the new Beer Cave. The new Valero, Ingram Valero,
uh-huh.
Walmart North, as the locals say.
Gotcha.
The Pinedale Special.
Yeah. Pinedale scene's coming up.
Yeah, boy. Got a car wash, got a gas station.
Oh, there's that apple, that breakfast place, the apple mm-hmm. something. It's supposed to be
Red
good.
Apple Cafe.
Red Apple. I've only tried to go once and it was too packed.
Bring your stomach and bring your friend's stomach as well. There's lots of food
to be had.
They
give you lots of food.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Good tip.
But good food. Very good food.
And then there's that Pine and Palm there, the Pinedale.
Oh, yeah. Hiding back there.
Yeah. I can say that Pinedale.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Pine and Palm. You're in Pinedale.
Pinedale and Palm.
Pinedale and Palm. Right now, what we've just opened up is one from Beer Works, Community Beer Works. I am having problems with reading beer names. Interrobang.
That sounds like an
American name. IPA. What do you think? When someone says American IPA, what's coming into your head? What's it gonna be like?
Hops,
malt.
Yeah. Agreed. Now, would you agree with this? Was this an American IPA?
It's rather east of the Rockies, if you ask me.
It's on the maltier side, but
it's well-rounded. That well-rounded.
Oh boy,
that's a clear sign of like, all right. Whenever I see that, I'm like, oh, there's gonna be some malt.
You're poor. You can't afford hops, is what that's saying.
well balanced, well rounded. Oh, so not real hoppy then, huh? But it has Mosaic Amarillo in here. It's pretty good.
American.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's Candy Beer Works. Where are they from? It's XL Perro donated beer, by the way.
Where would this beer fall in your day? Is this a lunch hour beer?
Oh, that's Buffalo Brewer. Sorry, XL.
Are you waking up with one of these?
This is Tuesday night.
Tuesday night.
What we need? Beer?
He's looking for noises.
I hear a glass clinking.
Chasing. Oh, okay. Chasing
doing
ghosts.
I think it's you. Sorry. Over there.
Yeah.
Mind the table.
Sorry, bros.
Wow. Amateurs.
Damn it.
I require a high level of...
Me too.
Effort from us to make this the best sounding podcast.
I mean,
podcast.
We have a Patreon account, guys. Got to be pro here. Once you get,
you don't want to just start
that money,
you know, messing up and screwing off. And, you know, we want to be professional here.
On our Apple Podcasts, we're way down the list now. You guys hear that?
Wow. The echo even had echo at a certain point.
Whoa, man.
Put it in overdrive.
Overdrive. Yeah. I got the overdrive.
Yeah.
It went to 11.
Took the restrictor plates off of that one.
Yeah. It's guitar players have that trick. They max out the amps, gets some better sound.
Right, right. Yeah. Drive the gain as hard as you can.
Yeah, the gain is all the way up there.
All the way up. Don't have a distortion, just drive that gain right up.
Just the concept battle of everyone just keeps turning it up until no one can turn it up anymore. And drummer's just like, come on, guys.
Could I get more of my monitor?
Yeah, how's that?
More?
Okay, how about that?
More.
Is that better?
More, please.
Okay, how about that?
I think you went down.
How about that?
No, that's less. I want more.
Do you need an earwax removal kit?
How about... Okay, I think I got it. How about that?
That's the bass player, sir. I want more guitar.
that's the secret for a board app is to be able to turn down the guitarist's monitor other than just have his sound coming through it. And like, yeah, now it's loud enough.
I need some... can you just turn the... I always hate that because they'll be like turning me and they're like, are you the sound guy? And I'm like, not really.
But I'm sorry, your beard says otherwise.
But I'll help you get going.
I do know how to work this board.
And they'll play the first song and then they'll go back and they're like, oh, I need some more blah, blah, blah. And I was like, all right, it's like, this is your one chance for me to change something. And I'm walking away. So
you want more of something.
It's going to be more.
See this button here? This is how you turn it
more
on.
More button.
Good luck.
So you should have the instead of 10 on the volume, you should just have more.
More.
Put it's tape more. Over and just says more.
There's more.
I turned it to more.
See, it's on more. We haven't done that, the board op tangent for quite a while.
Wow.
Nice to pull that one out from the...
Awesome.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, I'm not done tangenting.
Oh,
well. Premature tangulation.
The guy that invented the Mesa Boogie amps actually is not a guitar player.
Perfect.
So he purposely has them turned down already.
Retired computer analyst?
So it was in the Bay Area, so he was actually a circuitry nerd, and so he had a lot of guitar players, and so he started rebuilding them and eventually making his own boards. And so he
triple rectified it.
Yeah. He added rectifiers and all that stuff and rebuilt things. And I thought that was pretty amazing. I was like, so what kind of guitar do you play? And he's like, I don't. Other people
do. Like, I don't. What kind of you play?
They seem to like it.
Your problem.
Whatever I did, they are buying it.
Yep.
Mesa Boogie. Was that Pantera made them famous?
Yes.
It could be. Could be. What Pantera song is that? Oh.
5 minutes alone.
5 minutes alone. That's the one.
That's a pretty good impression.
Yeah.
5 minutes alone.
It's a lot of KRZ or Pantera.
Yeah. Oh, man. It is good to hear Curtis Johnson back on the radio.
Oh, yeah. He's on KKDJ.
Yeah. No, Blaze.
Oh, Blaze.
Okay. Blaz.
KKBZ.
Oh.
The Blaz. Blaze Pizza. Blaz.
He was programming director.
Podcasters that love to talk about radio and listen to the radio. That's what we are.
Support your local radio station.
Why not? Radio. Every radio has a podcast now.
Yeah, that's right. They want every radio guy wants to be a podcaster. Every podcaster wants to be a radio
now
guy.
Now what?
So what's Matt? What's going on in culture?
Oh, you guys are going to love this. Guess who's the next brand to step into the seltzer game?
Stone.
Oh no! Don't say Stone.
And they're not. And they're not hiding it.
Rogue.
Oh. Nope. More macro.
Oh.
Bud Light Seltzer.
Think salt and lime.
Bud Light Lime Seltzer.
Corona.
Corona. Corona is making hard seltzer. That's planned for
Corona.
You're not there. You can't.
Chicago.
No. Okay.
Corona.
You're not there either. But
Baja.
You're not there either.
Oh, okay.
But try they, again.
Damn it.
They is that a rule?
Second
must
quarter.
You be in the city?
Yeah.
You call out.
Yeah. Come on.
You can't just.
Yeah. Let's. Yeah. Let's
Chicago.
Have some rules.
The Bears. But yeah, second quarter of 2020, they plan to do a full rollout of seltzers, which they have blackberry lime, cherry, tropical lime, and mango.
Mango.
Mango. Mango.
So they just said it's...
You cannot have the mango.
Just to take up more shelf space and to try to grow profits, they're going to add more things. So there you go.
Oh, what? Really? They're not artisan seltzer people? They're just like... We've been wanting to do seltzers forever. Now we can finally do it the way we want. No, we're making money, bro.
We like money.
What else?
There's another company called Crook and Marker. Apparently it was founded.
Sounds like a notebook. And
by, it was founded by a human being, and he sold the brand in 2016 to Keurig Dr. Pepper, which I didn't know if that was a thing.
Wow.
He sold it back in 2016 for $1.7 billion, and they are launching the new soda line. Shares the same nutritional facts and alcohol by volume as the brand spiked and sparkling alcoholic beverages. That's going to boast 80 calories, 4% ABV, 0 grams of sugar, and fewer than 1 gram of net carbohydrates. But they're doing hard sodas. So this is going to be the first zero sugar hard soda. They're going to do root beer, classic cola, lime, and ginger ale. And I think they quoted saying that the sweeteners that are not sugar are weird things.
So
who is this?
This guy must be a Bullard High graduate.
Sounds like a Bullard High guy.
Nah, mixing hard vodka and sodas and hiding it.
Yeah.
But it's by antioxidant beverages, and this one is Crook and Maker is the Maker. This is the hard soda brand. But yeah, root beer cola. I'm killing time.
A lot of hard seltzer news here.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on here? What's going on with the show? Seltzer. Seltzer pours.
Seltzer cast.
When is it? I wonder if there is one.
All seltzer all the time.
I mean, come on.
What would that sound like?
Oh, it tastes horrible. I know that.
Woo!
The show tastes horrible.
Woo! Woo! Low my calories. God.
Low calories.
I can't even taste the calories.
Oh, my God.
What did people do before seltzer?
Nothing. They were boring.
So
now life is great and exciting.
Other similarities include a proprietary blend of ingredients, including quinoa, millet, armonth, and cassava root.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys fans of the cassava root?
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for a nice horseradish seltzer.
Mm.
Speaking of roots.
Horseradish mustard is my thing.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Can make a hard soda out of that.
Hot soda. So there you go. There's more stuff. And then craftbrewingbusiness.com reported back from their BSG trip, or BSG Hops is a top hop supplier out of Washington, which is in the Yakima Valley. And so they just did like the 10 things we learned from BSG Hops 2019 hop harvest report. So they had a report on hop harvesting, and they kind of reiterated the same thing in like 5 of the points. Basically there was a wet spring, and they said it kind of made it more difficult to grow hops. They were looking for a little bit of a drier climate, but everybody's happy to report that the hops this year came out with excellent quality.
Whew.
Ooh.
Whew.
I heard you liked them close. Extra hoppy.
So just rest assured that the 2019 crops that are going to start showing up in people's contracts are going to be good.
All right.
Hoppy Joe's.
In case you guys were wondering.
Don't mess it up, everyone. This is some good hops. Don't be complaining about your hops this year.
Oh, yep. There we go.
The one dedicated to quality also made
noise. Yep, I just smashed my water bottle right into the
water bottle. That'll teach you to mess with me.
Nick, what's going on?
Are we doing a...
No.
Okay. Scratch that.
Next.
Sierra Nevada.
Heard of them.
40 years old.
Oh.
They're taking their original brewing equipment on tour.
Oh, I thought it was at JBF.
Oh, was it just at JBF?
Well, no.
That was the first stop.
First stop.
Aha. There you
go.
Where's
it going to be? Where can I come out to this?
Oh, man.
San Francisco Beer Week is one of them.
Oh. There you go.
That'll be in like February or March. Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of 2020 stuff. It was that, and then there was something else. There's another festival going on that they were going to plan to bring it out to. But yeah, apparently, I don't know if somebody, because I guess a brewery bought it from Sierra Nevada in the 80s, and they ran it until like earlier this year.
Ran it into the ground.
So I don't know if they just.
Yeah, then they bought it back and they're like, you guys done with that yet, or?
But it was just like, I didn't get if it was just like a legacy thing. They're like, this is Sierra Nevada's brew system. Everything's going to taste amazing. Or if it was just kind of like they.
Oh, we got to just throw some water and hops in there. It's going to.
It's magic.
It's going to work out.
Or I don't know if they'll just. But they were just like, this is all we can afford.
Yep.
It's the best we got.
This is all we
can do. Man, that article he mentions. He was just trying to figure out how to brew 10,000 barrels with that system in early, you know, in the early 80s. And I think about that now. It's like, that's what we're trying to 10 to 15,000 barrels at Tioga. Just like, holy shit. Now they do this. I think they're a million barrels or some stupid astronomical number like that now.
I wonder if it's in here.
It's in, yeah. I was reading, yeah, because you linked that article.
Yeah. I cannot.
Where they go? Where other places right they go?
This homebrew con in. Where? I lost that part too. Nashville?
Oh, yeah, they had the one
that's
in Nashville.
A town. That's a town, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that one in Nashville?
How about that one?
It was the Nashville one.
Why is
I heard about this Nashville one.
Yeah, Homebrew Con in Nashville is in June 2020. And more dates, primarily at beer-focused events, to be added soon.
So, like a recording on the Perfect Pour?
Perfect. Our anniversary is coming up.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hard to believe it's 40 years.
40 years of this show?
No, Sierra Nevada.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, look for the original brewing equipment.
It's going around.
Anything's possible, kids.
Maybe it's on the back of the truck. Maybe it's that you ever seen that show, that TV show where the truckers, they haul odd things that you have to ship or haul.
No.
Do it.
What is this?
That's the show.
It's I like this like, show.
Yeah.
Can you ship it?
Kind of like that.
If it fits and ships?
It like
is it like hauling wars or something like that? So,
yeah, basically. It's like these group of like four different people. And they all get these.
They could haul
this
anything.
This job will come up the bid, and then they'll all bid for it. And then one of them, then you follow that one group if they can get it. Can they get it to the
can
eastbound
you
and down, loaded up and trucking?
All right.
I don't know what this show's called. I'm glad I referenced it though.
Perfect. Not knowing
what that's called.
Wow, sounds riveting.
Yep.
I'm glad I don't have cable anymore. I don't have to watch any of those kinds of shows anymore.
Oh man, yes you do. All right. Untappd is releasing a badge saying October is unofficially breakfast stout season. So if you Whoa. Check in any breakfast stouts for the month of October, you will get a new badge.
Ooh,
new badge.
I will only do it if it's official. So if it's unofficial, I'm not interested.
Wow. So it has to be listed as a breakfast stout in the Untappd.
Yes, it must be qualified as a breakfast stout.
And then you'll get the badge. Just Ooh, one.
They link to what breakfast stout is. Let's see if it tells us. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Because it would have to be Untappd listed as it.
Oh, I wonder if it's just Founders breakfast stout.
Boo. Not drinking Founders anymore.
Yep. It is just for Founders breakfast stout.
Don't talk about stew like that.
So it's a specific. Never mind. I'm unimpressed by this.
Now.
Okay. GABF, are we going to talk about that at all?
Sure.
Don't
it
care.
It happened.
Sure.
California hit 68 medals.
Medals.
20 of those are gold.
Gold.
California knows how to make beer.
I saw that Colorado brewer, that Comrade, they won. The best little guy in the world.
Wow. Comrade Brewer.
And then I saw Colin and Janine were there.
Whoa.
Like last week or a couple weeks ago.
They're no longer Germany?
Well, I think it looked like this was before they left. They went to Comrade.
Wow. How did they know they were going to win?
I don't know. They just, this must have been Colin and Janine, the vibe they got. This new beer you just heard opened is donated show by Matt, maybe?
Yep.
Postcard Pils.
Mm-hmm.
It's an American Pilsner. Is it Green Bench Brewing Company?
But yeah. Look where they're from.
Florida.
So
St. Pete.
So what I want to get is a photo of this on our social media Thursday. So that we can tell the Florida reps to say, hey, if you can get a hold of this beer, get a hold of it. And when we're drinking it on the show, which is right now, they could crack it open and then they could have a beer and we could simultaneously have a beer together with the Florida reps.
But when does that happen?
When they listen.
Just now.
Right now.
But when is now?
They knew.
You just missed it.
Like, whoa. Come on, man. It's late.
I like to have coffee when I'm watching Radar.
Only one man dares use raspberry.
Lone Star. But yeah, so I found this at a local MGA. I had no idea how, why,
I've seen this can before. I don't know if they've sent it to us before, or but it, just seen it out and about. But
it was a style that I wanted to get, and I was about to crack it open. I was like, oh, it says Florida. And I was like, this got to go to the show.
It's okay. I'll just have more Speedway.
Are you not digging it?
I didn't get it.
Oh.
Mikey likes it too much.
I want to give up that Pilsner, bro.
He's like, finally a decent beer.
What are you talking about over here? You don't get it?
There, save you guys all.
So what you're saying is I shouldn't give him beers second because he thinks he's the last one to get it.
I assume I'm getting bottom pour instead of top pour.
Bottom pour. Postcard Pilsner. IBU 35.
My brother sent me a postcard from Hawaii.
Yes, you got it.
Aw. That's awesome. That's sweet. Why didn't the show get one?
He said, ha ha, having fun. See you.
And you're like,
eat my shorts. Like,
you're already back, Jughead.
Yeah. I drew a bird and then he flipped it over and it was me flipping him off.
What else? Any more things, Nick?
That is all.
Mikey.
I conducted two important polls during from last week to now.
I think I answered one of those.
Two very important Twitter polls. One was birthed from last week's episode where a quick reference to bacon and syrup.
Yes, I did answer that one.
And I said that, on the show, I was like, I'm pretty okay with syrup being on bacon. It's nice. I'll dip it in there. I'll have a good time. And both you guys are like, nope, keep it separate.
Stir it around.
And I was like, I think you guys are wrong there. Like, wow. I think you're going to find out you're wrong. I was like, so I put it out to our Twitter people. And the thing, it was a 24 hour and it went 50-50 for like almost the whole time.
Shit.
I was surprised. I thought you guys are going to get wiped. I was going to wipe. I was like, everybody loves syrup and bacon.
Oh, man.
But the final results are bacon alone, no syrup.
No syrup.
56%.
Ooh.
44% for bacon and syrup are just fine and dandy. I was shocked.
With the collision.
You guys won. Okay. Right.
Sanity wins again. Wow. We barely squeak in there, but we made it.
You did it. Although,
one time I've won in my life, and it's a bacon and syrup argument.
I'm a winner, honey. I'm a winner.
Finally.
What?
It all pays off.
What happened? Did we win money? Oh no. We won something more important than that. We won pride. Bacon pride.
Bacon pride.
Let's see. Wait, I want to get some replies. There were some good replies, but mostly supporting my stance. But there were commenters supported my stance.
We have commentation on our survey.
The actual polls did supported yours. But Evil Circle said maple syrup on bacon is like pineapple on pizza. They absolutely do not belong together.
Oh,
so
no.
They supported you guys, but then not
by betraying
you
us.
And then betrayed you. The evil supported you and then betrayed you.
Wow. That's brilliant, actually. I don't know.
Bubba Dog 1 said, if you've got a problem with bacon and syrup mixing, you probably like hazies.
Nope.
Oh,
that's a double burn again.
Wow.
How does this happen?
West Coast Beer Geek says, it's okay if they mix, but prefer separate. And Robin Ants Girl, Robin, says, I'm good either way. A little salty, a little sweet, both delicious.
Oh, man.
So that was that.
That sounds like a fort.
That poll. It's very important. We do a lot of important things during the week on Twitter, so make sure you're paying attention. Another poll, because I'm in the middle of doing jury duty right now, and I was like, should I have a beer? Should I not have a beer at my lunch? Is that wrong? Would that look bad? If I smell like beer when I come back from lunch and jury duty? I don't know what I should do. So I put the poll. I was like, you're serving on jury duty. You break for lunch. There's a brewery by the courthouse. Do you have a beer on your lunch? What do you guys say? Like, I was all about it when during the selection process. I was like, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Now that I'm on a jury, I feel like maybe I shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I still feel like I could be responsible enough to where one beer isn't going to do anything. So I guess I'm voting for, yeah, one beer is okay. But what would you guys say? Jury duty. Lunchtime, jury duty. You can have a beer.
I would say I would not.
But it's brewery. Brewery. It's brewery beer. I'm not talking about just like janky ass, you know, American IPAs. Talking about beer.
It's a great idea, but I would be so nervous the rest of the day that I would be sure I got caught for having one damn beer at jury duty. Hey.
They don't sit now. There isn't any paperwork on the paperwork that says anything about
not drinking
on your lunch. Don't drink any alcoholic beverages on your lunch. There's nothing in there that says that. What would you do, Matt?
I probably wouldn't.
Okay. Well, I had the only option I had was at this time was Chicken Shack.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually have a decent selection. There's some Tioga's on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I passed just because of it's just a restaurant. I don't care. Like, I'm thinking, like, if I'm right by a brewery situation,
that's open at lunchtime.
Tap room situation, then I'm like, well, this is beer geeky. I want to take advantage while I'm down here.
Yeah.
And House of Pendragon wasn't open, hasn't been open. So it hasn't been that hard a decision. But I feel like if Pendragon was open, then that's when I would have to decide, like, should I have one or not?
See, I like what you did, which I believe was after your day was over, have a beer.
Yeah. I went over to Tioga.
That I agree with.
Those in Fresno, if you're going to go to jury duty, once you're done for the day, get on over there, Tioga.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely a win in Rome situation. Mm-hmm. Win downtown, and you're like, well, parking's already free for the day.
Yeah.
Might as well go have a stroll.
That as well. I agree with more than
the Twitter Perfect Pours Twitter people said. I put out there, sure, as far as having a beer, sure, I'm responsible, or nah, too risky. 69% said sure, I'm responsible. Only 31% said no, I wouldn't have a beer.
Whoa, I lost this.
So our Twitter feed is like, yeah, have a beer. What the hell? What are they going to do? They can send you home. That's the worst they can do.
I think it also depends, like, who you're, like, with.
Yeah.
So, like, myself, like, going to brunch with a friend on a Sunday and having a beer with breakfast seems okay. But myself going to breakfast alone and having a beer alone with breakfast doesn't give me the same warm, fuzzy feeling.
No, it's not as fun. It's like, why am I doing this? I'm by myself. Yeah. Yeah, I think the deciding factor of me was that I'm having, like, unique beers. Like, oh, I'm down here.
Unique. I'm down here. You're just thinking about uniques. Your check-ins.
Yeah. I want to get some uniques.
But what if the lawyer sees you and you compromise the
I'm like, whatever. Hey, bro. Woo! Huh? How about that trial?
Can I buy you one?
How about that trial? Huh? You guys fucking guilty, huh?
Oh, I'm not supposed to say. Oh, okay.
He's guilty, right?
I mean, he did it, right?
Yeah. But before we move on from our Twitter feed, Pod.
Uh-huh. What do we do now?
Field Notes got Field Notes to put us on their Twitter feed.
Wow.
Pretty proud of that. Field Notes Notebooks.
Did I do that?
No, it's me.
Oh, okay. Because
Field Notes is having, well, now that it's Friday, it's past, but on Thursday, Field Notes had an event in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And they went to a local indie brewer. Let's see, it's Solemn Oath. Solemn Oath. Not drink on during jury duty. Solemn Oath Brewery. They had an event there at Solemn Oath. And so I tweeted like, oh, notebooks, indie beer. Sounds like our kind of party.
Right.
Would it be rude if we brought in our Moleskine notebooks? and Field Notes said, retweeted with comment and said, yes, it would.
Yes, that literally would be the rudest thing you could possibly do.
I'm pretty sure they're having fun with it, but also they could actually be just mad and be like, no, that would be rude, bro. Don't bring in your Moleskines to our event.
Do not.
Hey, I got some Moleskines. This is cool.
It's just like Field Notes.
Cost
damn near the same.
We always talk about Moleskine, but I use Field Notes a lot. I always have a Field Note in my pocket.
Really?
Almost always.
Wow.
I have two right here that were in my pocket all day.
Oh, boy.
They're very, very used.
They're,
you can see that they do.
I can see the imprint of your wallet in the Field Notes.
So I'm just as much as a Field Notes user as a Moleskine.
Wow.
Field Notes for pocket, Moleskine for book.
Thanks.
There you go. There's my recos.
Okay.
Notebook recos.
Wow. I'm jealous of your
Field Notes. Field Notes is cheap.
Oh, I see.
They're, you know, usually like $12 for a 3-pack, and they're usually cool, really cool.
Are they waterproof?
Packs, 12, 13 bucks. Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. Oh, those, there are those too. Those.
Yeah. Geological those survey. Ones,
those are cool.
Yeah.
Those are nice
buy them
too.
For the geological and survey they don't, class.
They don't bleed through
nope.
the pages and stuff. Even if you have a marker, they don't bleed through. They're not, those are nice too. There you go. A little bit of notebook talk. It's not a tangent.
Nobody wants to comment on my Office Depot tablet.
It's Office Depot.
It's store brand, bro.
Star brand. I got some Apple podcast reviews.
Yay.
Hmm. Oh, my.
Show sucks. 2 stars.
Man, baby.
Tired of man, baby. This is all Tap Savvy was able to parlay this into 3 reviews. So,
wow.
Got to hand it to Tap Savvy.
3 reviews.
It's a great podcast. My dad told me to give the Perfect Pour podcast a 5-star rating.
My dad.
For being the best craft beer podcast. Even the one where Mikey has to do the show solo. Please give him a follow on Instagram, Tap Savvy. Or not, because he's a douche.
Wow. That's good. There's no middle ground here.
Oh, this is kind of the same one, but oh no, that was the daughter. This is the son. This is Tap Savvy's son. Yes. My dad, all right podcast. My dad told me to give the Perfect Pour podcast a 5-star rating for being the most all right craft beer podcast. If you want, you can follow him and his crappy Instagram, Tap Savvy. And then this one from Tap Savvy Wifey.
Wow.
My husband told me to give the Perfect Pour podcast a 5-star rating because some jackwagon gave you guys a 1-star. What a clown, right? You can follow my sexy husband on Instagram, Tap Savvy. By the way, he's not sexy.
Wow.
All 3
pulled back
stars.
On that one real quick.
Yeah. So thanks for that, Tap Savvy.
So the producer also goes by Tap Savvy. Telling me.
And those are the reviews. If you'd like to review us and subscribe, that's cool. You could do that. 5 stars or you know, whatever you feel like. 5 stars.
Hey, so wait, I'm reading this now. Tap Savvy daughter called her own dad a dude.
Yeah. It wasn't us.
Wow.
It's a fun family.
Is it weird I'm turned on by that?
It's just a fun family. And that's some culture for us. And what's after that?
That might be the most awesome Untappd reviews ever. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about me?
tell me you're driving.
559-492-0542. That's our voicemail line and the Dorktown Network's voicemail line. And you can also record something on your phone and email that recording to us. PerfectPoorPodcast@gmail.com. How about we start with those, the emailers of this week? The first one comes from, who can it be? Who do you think? Throw it out there.
Who can it be now?
What is this? I don't even know how to start this, Holmes. A little disappointed, eh? Chew your beer here.
What's up,
I just found out that Captain Wiffleball received a porch bomb. 7 to 6 beers from the Perfect Pour. WTF, Holmes. I've been loyal for 4 years. I've been bleeding Perfect
loyal?
Pour for 4 years. I've been dedicated to the Perfect Pour for more than 4 years. And have I ever received anything? Charlie Holmes. So guess what? No more voicemails from Chew Your Beer. No more pimping out. No more nothing from Chew Your Beer until I receive a case of General Sherman DDH.
Ooh.
That's it, Holmes.
That's a lot.
You gotta
lie.
Pay it forward, eh? Never reciprocated, Holmes. I never asked for anything. I wish maybe one day. Nothing, Holmes. I just gotta say thank you to Captain Wiffle for opening my eyes, eh? I know how it is, Holmes. Even the postal would be cheaper to send it to my area, Holmes. All right, that's it, Holmes. I have to watch you.
Is he in the water?
Is it really a peace out? I don't know, Holmes. Sounds like beef to me. A rato, I guess, because I'm not calling back, eh? Later, Holmes.
Beer. Yeah, I don't know what to say.
Wow.
Sometimes freaky things happen and someone gets beer, and then, you can't, there's no rhyme or reason to it. It just happens.
Just happens.
Chew your beer. We got to get Chew Your Beer some Sherman, General, some DDH. But you can't, this is a problem with the DDH. It's only got the bombers, right?
Mm-hmm.
We need some big, different formats for the DDH. I saw Tioga has, this is the first I've seen anyone do this, by the way. Tioga has these big 10 packs of 16 ounces with the 99 and the, is that right? 99
10 packs are not that uncommon, but usually.
16 ounces?
Yeah. Modern Times does it. But it's usually a mixed pack.
I didn't think, yeah, okay. That's what throwing me off. It's all one beer. It's all 99 or it's all, what was the other one? Was it Zorro? No, it wasn't Zorro. Something else. It was 99 and the other.
Half Dome.
Thank you. That'd be a nice format to have DDH. So we get to chew.
I think Sherman's going to be the next one. In 10 packs, but I don't know if that's going to happen this year.
10 packs?
Yeah. You need that.
Wow.
You need it.
Some fresh Sherman.
Man. Oh, boy. You think Chew could not, really not, call us? Think he could do that? Is he going to just start calling all the San Diego shows? And
complaining?
Hey, Chew Your Beer. Please, those guys, don't send me beer. Man, I hope you come back, Chew. I hope you come back.
And I believe I've only sent beer out to people twice in the past 7 years. So it's not like I really have a lot
I've
going
sent
on there.
Like maybe twice as well in 7 years. So it is, you can't.
Hey, guys.
I don't know.
What's up, Perfect Pour? It is Colin and
Janine. Hi, Colin and Janine.
We're calling you from Tübingen, Germany, which is just south of Stuttgart.
Yep.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
We're still here.
I got a Stuttgart
just
once.
Just listened to the show.
Tons of fun listening to the show. It was great.
It was good entertainment on our drive from Obengamenau to here.
Yeah, it reminded me of when I first introduced Janine to the show when we drive through the mountains in Colorado. And I got her hooked on the show, and so now we listen to it. It was truly a blast. It kind of revisit that and listen to the show at the same time.
We want to say thanks to Wazoo Corvette for stopping at River North when he was in Denver. Even though we weren't there, it's super cool. You went to one of our favorite breweries and that you enjoyed it. I'm really glad you enjoyed it. And hopefully next time you come, we'll get to have a get it.
Yeah, you went on Dog Day, dude. We missed Dog Day, but apparently they were going to have... We knew it was going to happen. We didn't know what day, so I bet to that was a blast, though. That place loves dogs.
And I don't remember who it was that called in. It might have also been Wazoo, who talked about how Scotty B sounds like...
Thomas Hayden Church.
Thomas Hayden Church.
Which he totally does.
He totally does. So we thought, well, who does other people sound like? So we thought if you played the game, like, you know, what celebrity do I look like? Like, what celebrity do I sound like? Well, we were going to talk about the guys. So, Nick.
Boy. Nick, let's pick on Nick.
Nick right. Sounds like Sam Elliott.
You have to curse so much, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, if you watch The Ranch, he curses a lot. But
and fucking then Matt, dude. I kind of decided that you sound like somebody that has a very sultry, soft-spoken voice, and I think that person is Nicolas Cage.
You do sound like Nicolas Cage. I agree with that.
Almost exactly.
And Mikey.
Unless Almost he's freaking exactly. out.
Mikey, you out. Sound like Chris Farley.
Yep.
One of the funniest dudes, and, you know, you could go off on a tangent and live down by the river, but you're totally going to sound like Chris Farley. So that's cool.
Oh, I'm all right with that.
And I want to also give a shout out to Chew Your Beard. Thank you for your fill-in-the-blank contest. I look really forward to getting your pale
Panchelito
ale. Panchelito pale when I get home.
I get some of the fruits of her labor. Hopefully she'll share some with me.
I don't know if I'll let him have it yet. Depends how nice he is to me.
Come on.
For the rest of the
time
we're here.
Are they talking about beer or are they talking about something else?
Just for a little bit, we want to talk about Oktoberfest. Oktoberfest was super awesome. It was fun. It's Oktoberfest in every tent, but every brewer has their own version of Oktoberfest. And you sit there and you meet the nicest people. You sing songs. You drink liters of beer.
You prost.
You prosting, prosting all the time. Eins, zwei, drei, prost.
Which at first seems kind of, repetitive, but after you have a few, it's really fun.
Then it gets fun. You're like, oh, I know this song.
Yeah, because it's, they do like to play like Sweet Caroline and Islands in the Stream.
No, they didn't play that. They played John Denver.
They played a lot of John Denver, yeah.
Yeah, which was surprising.
It was like 70s country rock. It was weird.
And, Queen.
Oh, We Are the Champions.
Yes.
Gotta love it.
So, anyways, we're going a little long.
Keep up.
Good work.
Guys.
Bye. Germany.
Nice. And she was there. Those are the rules now. Yeah, if you're there, you get to do it. Thanks, Colin and Janine. I guess that's probably going to be our last European call from those two. As we continue with the voicemail.
Unless Ed called.
Hey, Perfect Parts, Brian Wazoo Corvette. Late night check in to you guys. Just got home from a fundraiser event in Sacramento here for a group that takes care of the homeless pet population. Wow, so nice. The people that have animals but don't have somewhere to live still need veterinary care, and these people supply it, be it low cost or no cost. It's fantastic for them. They're able to supply that. My good friend came over, and we did split a do you even mosaic, bruh? But from New Glory before we went to the event, as well as a Yo Mr. White from a brewery in Bakersfield. I can't come up with the name of them right now off the top of my head, but we did get to the event. They had Hazy Little Thing on tap, which we might have had 4, 5, or 6 pints of. It's for charity purposes, Mikey. It's for charity purposes. Yeah, leave us alone, charity. Okay? All right, Nick, don't judge. Okay, deal.
What did I do?
But got through that. Got a couple of silent auction items. We won and did win a couple of raffle items. So we came home with some extra plants and some extra tequila. It's fantastic. It's all for the pets. So, hey, you know, in the end, I'll do all I can do to help support my colleagues here in the veterinary world. But hey, good beer, good night. If you can support someone else with beer, it's fantastic. Thanks, guys. Sorry for the rambling. Might have had too many pints myself.
No rambling.
Take care. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, wow. I thought there was going to be a Sacramento.
Sacramento. You're predicting it.
The name of this beer makes me want to go back and watch the movie.
New beer entering the show. It's Stranger Than Fiction.
Guys, remember that?
Porter. Yes, that was a good movie.
No.
Has Will Ferrell and the Hoffman?
Nope.
I think actually, I was thinking a different movie. Maybe that's a good movie, so I don't know. Collective Arts.
I don't remember.
Really?
Yeah.
It was a really good Will Ferrell movie.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Yeah. I'm behind. I just realized I still haven't seen The Shining, so I'm kind of behind on things.
Whoa.
Yeah.
No, you don't
this
know,
is a Canadian
you don't
beer.
Know where Johnny is?
I know the famous phrase, but I've never seen it. XO
Perro donated this beer to the show. It's from Hamilton, Ontario.
2006.
And it is Stranger Than Fiction Porter from Collective Arts.
It was Will Ferrell, Maggie Gyllenhaal, Dustin Hoffman, Queen Latifah, and Emma Thompson. Come on.
Wow.
That's
Emma
a cast
Thompson.
Right there.
Now I'm okay.
This is a
It was
nice
edited
quarter.
By... Oh, never mind.
Screenplay by costume design.
Mm-hmm.
What are you thinking about this, Nick? Stranger Than Fiction.
Probably a good beer if I didn't just have some Speedway sap.
Yeah, tough to go after a
little
Speedway.
Light right now. Yeah,
it's a nice porter.
Watery porter. Light on the porter. This would be jury duty lunch approved.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's got to be the right kind of beer.
Yeah,
it's almost. Is it just called a porter?
Yeah,
product of Canada. That's why
boring porter.
It's like this tastes European, so it's basically a French porter.
Ah, French porter.
Yep.
Oh. All right, hey guys, can you hear us? I know it's pretty loud here.
Yeah, it
wow.
Is.
But guess who I'm with? Go ahead, introduce yourself, guys. Go ahead. You
Hi, this is Chef. I'm calling from Chicago.
Yeah.
And Justin from Chicago.
These are Chicagonians, guys. So I'm
I don't
here from
think that's
California.
What they're called.
I'm drinking and I'm eating with some Chicagonians.
Nice.
And we had some chocotazo while we were here. But don't tell the management. We didn't say anything. We just drank it.
Yeah, we just pulled it out. I saw chocotazo in the flesh.
No permission needed. Just pour it in the cup. That's right. Hey, if they don't know, then they can't say no, right?
That's right, sure. Chief.
I don't get anybody in trouble, you know? So we just, you know, and you know, some places don't like you bringing your own beer, but hey, if they don't know, then it's not a problem, right?
And also, Scotty, they forgot some of our beers, so they did a very Chicago thing, and they just gave us free shots of JMO.
Free shots of JMO.
Let me make up for your beers just by giving you some whiskey.
That'll make you forget
okay.
it.
Welcome to Chicago, Chief.
That's it's really whiskey. Fun here in Chicago. There's so much foods, drinks,
deep dish pizza.
So yeah, what else do we want to say? Anything else?
Well, we had some beers from Hop Butcher. They were great. It's one of the best breweries in Chicago. Justin is a new listener. He's awesome, and we're having fun.
Done. Go ahead.
And gotta get some deep dish pizza.
There
oh yeah, I gotta get some deep dish pizza later.
Deep dish. You know what, guy? I like it deep. You know, you guys dish. Know that though, right?
He's talking about the pizza. And also, we also did want to say something really important. I'm gonna say it now.
Yeah, they're in London, right?
Oh yeah. So the Bears are in London. They're playing football in London. It's an American sport, but they're playing in England. But we wanted to say something important, and it's this. Da Bears.
I didn't do my da long enough. Sorry.
You're stupid.
Amateur.
Go Bears.
Shh. Chicago.
Oh my god!
What a great get it. That's gonna get in the list of like get it of the year. That's gonna get in the list.
That's
nominated for get it of the year.
That's on Chicago. The very, very short list of Midwest get its. Isn't that like the second or third one?
Yeah,
could be. Yeah.
Hmm. That was fun. That sounds like fun. Wow. They were the best, the most fun people in Chicago that night. That's for sure.
I like Scotty B travels with his own supply of Chocotasso.
I just travel with Chocotasso, Chief. Yeah, this is one of my favorite podcasts
Ladies
right here.
And gentlemen, welcome get this show. To Wrestling with Beer. I'm your host, Sky 91, and I know it's, again, been a bit of a delay since my last episode.
It's been
I've been sick. I got a new computer, new headset. We got a whole new system going
Typical
on.
Typical podcaster excuses.
But I'm back. I'm ready. And we're getting to the important stuff right away here. We've got a beer from Portland, Maine. This is Lone Pine Brewing's OJ. It is a double IPA.
Is he up
it
right
has
now?
Pretty much an orange on the label. And I'm going to take a guess that this is hazy and juicy. And yes, it is. Great aroma, great citrus aroma on this beer. And it tastes delicious. Definitely very, very New England-like. Get a nice little picture there for the Untappd going. But been busy with a lot of beer drinking on my quest for 1,000 unique beers in the year. I am only 5 away. Sorry, make that 4 away from hitting my goal for the year. So I'm not sure what if I'm going to do anything special for 1,000 tomorrow. I'm going to hit it tomorrow, so let's be honest here.
Yeah.
On Thursday. I'll probably give you guys a call for next week's show.
Something special.
Stay tuned. And so we'll see what I come up with for that one. But had a big bottle share last week with some friends. Tried a whole bunch of boozy beer. It was pretty much a theme. Not a great idea for a bottle share. I'll put that one out there. But it was a lot of fun. Did a vertical of Bourbon County Stouts from 2014 to 2018 at the end of the night. That probably didn't help with how I felt the next day. But, again, it was still a lot of fun. Got a lot of unique beers in on there. Hit my 215th brewery last week at the Big E. For those of you in New England, you all know what the Big E is. It was 2 weeks notice in West Springfield. They just opened, I think, relatively recently. So we went there, checked them out. During the middle of the day, it was a nice break from the fair, from all the people. Chill place, some cool artwork and stuff, good beer. So definitely recommend them. But I'm going to wrap things up. Next week, I'm going to finally crack open Chew's beer.
Oh.
The Pacholito.
Pacholito.
See, the New Englander in me is just going to butcher that name forever. Sorry, Chew. But I got that beer. I'm going to open it up probably for the next episode of my show here.
This guy's the one that did the label.
I'll talk to you guys about the label that I did for Chew for that one. So Sky91 signing off. And as always, that's the bottom of the keg because Scotty91 drank it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, wrestling with beer. Always a good show.
I think about that show and I think I've been podcasting for 7 years and probably couldn't put something together like that.
I bet you could. Yeah. Bet you could. So we continue on and get to some traditional voicemails. Thank you, Scotty91. And let's see what happens here. This is looking like it could be maybe it's perfect.
Hello, Matt.
Oh, yeah.
Mikey and Nick. Hey, this is Donnie from Marysville, Washington. I just want to let you guys know, you make my day bearable, enjoyable, lovable, all that good stuff. Just wanted to give you guys a quick call. Add to the show, the podcast within a podcast. Real quick, though, I want to thank Colin and Janine from Denver. I was there a few months ago, and they gave me some ideas on what to drink and where to drink, and it was very helpful. Okay, let's do this. The podcast within a podcast.
Yes.
Episode 1, Drinking in the Northwest.
Yes.
Today, we were at Five Rights Brewing in Marysville, Washington. Five Rights was established in 2015 in his garage, and the taproom opened in March of this year.
It's very storytelling.
They were named 2017 Small Craft Brewery of the Year. Today, we are sampling the fresh hop beers in the Embrace the Resin series. The first beer,
Embrace the Resin.
It was good. It was a Centennial Fresh Hop Double IPA, 8.8% ABV, just a hint of citrus with resin and dank. Number two was more my speed. It was an Amarillo Fresh Hop IPA, 7.6% ABV. It was tasty, and it was a West Coast style with a little bit of orange and grapefruit to it. The third beer I tasted was my favorite. It's the Juice Brews Fresh Hop IPA, 6.5%. It's a New England-style hazy with hints of orange, tangerine, and tropical flavors. It was mouthwatering. It's fantastic beer. Probably one of the best beers he makes. And number four in the series is called Wobbly the Laborer. It's an Imperial IPA at 8.7. It was a West Coast double IPA, and it had hints of melon citrus. I definitely liked that. Probably the second in the lineup. It was really good. All in all, it was a great day of tasting beer. What day isn't, correct?
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks to Five Rights for having me. And that should do it for episode one of Drinking in the Northwest. Until next time, drink. Once again, my perfect poor gentleman, thanks for everything you do. Thanks, Louie. And keep up the good work, guys.
If only Louie knew. He got a cheers.
Oh, thank you for that new call.
Man.
Louis said to keep up the good work.
Did he leave me a cracker?
Louis just sitting around waiting for crackers to drop.
Did he leave me? Did he say I get
nice,
one cracker?
Northwest Fresno. I'm all about Northwest Fresno, man.
Drinking
at the Mad Duck Northwest. Oh, thanks for that. That's cool. I love it. Love new stuff.
Hey guys, Tony Bags.
Tony Bags.
Wow.
I'm calling you live and direct from Hoof Hardy Brewing
in Columbus, Ohio.
I think he's lost.
I'm sitting on a lovely pilsner called the Reptilian Beauty Secret. Just had a what the hell is even that sour IPA. Before that, I had a Dorks of Hazzard double IPA. But this place is overall pretty fucking solid. Just want to share my knowledge of Columbus, because Columbus is kind of cool. Enjoying my time here. Gonna go to the Ohio State game tomorrow. Ohio. Love you guys. And
the Ohio State? Bye.
Wow.
Tony Bags out there in Ohio giving us a report from Ohio.
World traveler.
One of the legendary California craft beer connoisseurs was there in Ohio.
Damn.
It's pretty big. Thanks, Tony Bags.
Hey, Perfect Pour Podcast, the Fontana Jim here.
The Fontana.
I am calling out to, I think Big Game James are repping Bakersfield. I am traveling this week, and I'll be in the Bakersfield sometime Sunday. I'll be there Monday and then leaving early on Tuesday. Got a little bit of time in the middle. I got to do some work in the morning and doing some work in the nighttime. But Sunday, might be looking to hang out with somebody, maybe share a couple beers or something. So if anybody's out in the Bakersfield area on Sunday, Fontana Jim would like to meet you and hang out. Give me a call. Well, I guess you guys don't have my number. Hit me up on the old Twitterverse. See ya. Later.
All right, Jim, look for a Bakersfield. Jimbo. Get it. The Fontana Jim on
Untappd. Sure, you hit up some Firestone Grill while you're down there.
No, don't do that.
Oh. Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's a different unaffiliated Firestone grill.
Yes. That's like the doghouse grill here.
Yeah. His number is 1. Just kidding. Thought I was going to give it out.
We could totally give it out right now.
555-55
Jimbo.
Call me Jimbo. The Fontana Gym. Social media. Look it up. Bakersfield, get it. Do it.
Hey, what's up, fellas? This is Mike Montoya, aka Just Can't Win. Just landed in Vancouver.
Holy crap.
Been here for a couple hours now. Got settled in the Airbnb.
Canada.
Life is getting situated, and I am walking to a liquor store, bottle shop that was recommended to me. Called Legacy.
Bumping in the Canadians.
So, headed right now to stock up the Airbnb fridge. I'm 3 beers away from my 1,000th check-in.
Ooh, man, it's a beers, trend.
Or different beers. I think that's what they call it now. They changed the name. And, yeah, man. Out here in Vancouver for the next 3 days.
Wow.
I see a Canucks
game. Headed to Victoria for a wedding over the weekend. But, very excited. And one more thing. I have a friend that went to Modern Times Santa Barbara this morning for lunch. And he sent me a picture of a beer they have called Lemuria that is a hazy quadruple IPA coming in at 12%. Yeah. I've never seen a quad IPA. I'm wondering if any of you guys have. They were named something new. I don't know. Just curious what you guys have to say about it. Keep up the good work, and I'll probably be checking in mid-trip and giving you guys a beer report. All right. Later.
Yeah, I don't think that beer report ever came. Well, maybe later. Next week we'll hear, because that was the final voicemail of the week.
Oh, boy.
Quadruple IPA. We had those?
We've had a quintuple IPA. I think Scotty B, we had a 5x IPA one time. The Mighty Quinn.
I made him. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've had that.
I don't know if I've ever had anything 4x.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm
what sure was, it feels like we have. What was Batch 200? Was that a triple?
Batch 250?
250.
That was a double.
It was only a double.
It was somewhere it was like 11%.
Oh. Yeah, it sounds triple-ish.
Close. Not close enough.
We just called it a beer.
Called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
Yay. Thanks, everyone, for contributing to the show. That was fun. Don't you think that was fun? You can do it too. Just give us a call.
Looking out for beers.
Oh, Matt. Beers. Are you looking out for some bears?
Pew, pew, pew.
Bears. Yeah. Of course I am.
Of course. I look out for these bears.
Do, 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 do. Scrolling down.
Old Pliny.
Scrolling. What?
Oh, boy.
Scrolling.
From Definitive Brewing.
Look at you, Mikey, go Limp Bizkit on us.
Definitive Brewing, they have Distant Gardens. It's a double dry hop, double IPA. Southern Hemisphere hops, there's Coatá,
Sierra Nevada,
Coatú, Moteca, and Topaz.
Topaz, what is it? Have you had that hop before?
I don't think I have.
Are you sure?
Then Finback Brewery.
Heard of them.
They have Cyclotopic. It's a double IPA, double dry hopped with Simcoe, Nelson, Citra, and Amarillo. So that's all the things that I want in a beer.
And booze.
And sorry, you don't want Mosaic?
Wow.
I like Mosaic too.
Wow.
Should have Mosaic. It's pretty much every beer. Like when you're in the process, you're like, probably should have Mosaic.
Let's see.
Is it just me or is it Mosaic sounding really good for a brewery?
Mosaic.
Check my saved folder.
All Mosaic beers. Wonder how Mosaic Hop goes. Speaking of our beer that maybe we're going to collab with, I wonder how a Mosaic Hop would roll with a stout.
Wow. Dank stout.
Would it be terrible?
Dank stout.
What?
Expensive.
Yeah. What do we care? That's Zach's brings problems.
Not our problem.
Hey, Val, you got to make it. It's a collab. Yeah, but, you know, within reason. No! Collab. We said you got to do this. You got to do it.
I'm great at two things, drinking beer and spending other people's money.
I don't care what the expense is. Oh, you guys are going to help pay for it? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa. Whoa, whoa. Ooh, collab over.
Collab over.
I'm going to pull all the social media posts about this right now. Good. You just got uninfluenced.
Goodbye. Nice to know you.
Yep. So yep. There we go. Those all are right things.
Those are you looking out for?
Wow.
Nick.
Hi.
Are you looking out for anything?
You know, I need a good sarsaparilla, dude.
Oh. Hard sarsaparilla?
Nice hard sarsaparilla.
Yeah.
When's that coming out?
Where is it?
Who's doing the hard sass?
Let's go.
Classy and a little bit sassy.
Class and sass. Yeah, that's their flagship.
Sarsaparilla.
Class and sass.
Class and sass. So going back to JBF, I am now looking out for this year's Imperial Stout gold medal winner by 2SP called the Russian.
Where are they from?
Don't know. Don't care.
Just get it to me, somebody.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be chewy.
Iowa. Idaho.
Idaho or Iowa. Iowa. One of the I states.
Incubus, Instagram.
Incubus. They're making that beer.
2019 gold medal. All states style. Imperial stout. Please and thank you. Imperial stout. Do, 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 do.
Man, still waiting on that looking up stuff music.
Boop, 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 boop.
Man.
2SP Brewing Co. It doesn't say. What are you doing over there?
I don't know.
What is?
You ever open a can before?
No, apparently.
2SP Brewing.
2SP
Brewing.
They're
closed.
From where? They're closed right now. Hey, guys, Google says they're closed right now. What do we do? Can we still drink this beer?
Closed. Aston, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Tom?
They got
Pittsburgh, Tom?
4.6 star rating.
Just opened up a beer. It's from Matt.
Oh.
Old. The beer is old. He's warning you. He's warning you it's old. He did not check his dates.
Mother Earth Brew Co. Primordial.
Wow.
Imperial IPA.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah. Need some Imperials in your life.
Always.
Dun, 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 dun. More, Nick? Can we figure this out?
Arrow Lodge.
All right.
Random Acts LA, of Dankness.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, Random Acts of
Dankness. Oh, that's good.
Oh.
I must have.
Matt's liking this Mother Earth.
Mother Earth. Then Mikey, you got it already? You got top four?
Had it. Top four.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's good. Here's one for you fellows, Moonrakers sales meeting, and it's got a picture of a schooner on the label, and the sails is referring
sailboat.
To the sails on the sailboat,
And
it's a double hazy IPA, double northeast hazy IPA.
I feel we're getting a little too far away from hazies.
We're leaving.
Yeah.
Train's departing the station.
We nailed it with that episode we did, PKs. Have we reached PKs? That's that we nailed it.
Trendsetters. And Tioga Sequoia.
Yeah. Re-releasing. You can have a beer there after Jury Duty.
Some Religious Rush.
This new Religious Rush, or are you guys sitting on it? It's like a greedy cellared little bastards. Oh.
Cellared.
It's cellared.
Yep. And they hashtag stout season for me. Not for me, but I was.
Oh, Nickel like this. We'll put
tagged in a post, so I reposted.
So we're in it, huh?
Trendsetter.
We're in that stout season. Any more?
Looking out. 1, 2, 3, 4. That is all of them.
1, 2, 3, 4. I am looking out from Fieldwork Brewing, Temple of Bloom.
Oh, Jesus.
Not Doom. Bloom.
What is blooming?
It's a double IPA. That's all I know.
Oh, man.
I think the name might be the only Indiana Jones reference, but come on, Temple of Bloom instead of Doom.
It belongs in a museum.
Humble Sea and Beer Project, a collab beer called Wild Juice Chase.
What?
Wild Juice Chase.
Juice Chase?
Yeah, juice. Juice.
Wild Juice
all Chase. All Citra hop.
Wow.
I mean, Humble Sea, all of them. Oh. Yeah, but yeah, when you read it right, it's like they use all the Citra hops that are around.
Citra 1, Citra 2, Citra Red.
Modern Times Brewing,
mm-hmm.
Astral Prism,
ooh.
Double IPA.
That sounds like the label's going to be cool.
Yeah, it is a label caught my eye. It's just a cool Modern Times label. And it's got Nelson, Mosaic, Amarillo.
Oh, man.
Come on.
Ooh, you said Nelson.
I mean, you can't beat that.
Can't not do it.
No, you can't. What's going on? You guys all right?
Yeah. We're,
like this is Mother Earth, huh?
I think Matt is right. This Mother Earth is pretty nice.
So they popped up in the town with two cans. They had one. It was called Fresh As It Gets. It's a pre-Bencott drinking right there. And this one popped up as well. And I was like, I remember when Buku first came to town and we were.
Buku was the shit.
It was so good.
Now it just sits there.
And dusty.
Now we can just never find new cans, but these 16s popped up and I was like, yep, buying them. And I'm happy I bought both.
And I keep, I always see the Buku and I always look at the date and it's always like 4 months out. I'm just like, no, never mind. I really would like to try this again.
Mm hmm. So I'm happy that we have some fresh Mother Earth in town right now.
Brewer 87 on Untappd. That is Matt. What have you been drinking this week?
Coconut Merlin's been making its way around the taps. I had a couple of those last night. Unapologetic Fresno brought home a 4-pack. So I was enjoying some of that.
Tioga Sequoia.
Tioga Sequoia.
Yeah.
As I previously mentioned, the Mother Earth as fresh as it gets. Black Butte was on draft at
As Fresh As It Gets. That's the beer.
Yep.
From Mother.
Yep.
Huh. What was that? What kind of style?
IPA.
All right.
And then Black Butte was on draft. Where was it? Oh, at Mad Duck.
Oh.
That was my second beer at Mad Duck.
Ooh.
Still haven't been.
Come on, Nick.
We try so hard.
You just gotta go to the bar pump. Side. You gotta go at 4 o'clock.
Go to the bar side, get a table.
Mm-hmm. You gotta hawk though.
That's pro tips.
Or you can just go for lunch when they open.
Ah.
And it works.
Where do I park my golf cart?
Mm-hmm. Go on off. I like to go on off hours.
Yeah.
4 o'clock, 3 o'clock.
Yeah, 4 o'clock works too.
Who eats lunch at 3 o'clock?
What the hell, man?
Wow.
So maybe it's dinner.
What's the matter with you?
You don't
it's
know.
The happiest of hours.
That I agree with.
You eat at 3 o'clock, and then, you know, around 7 o'clock, you have a nice solid snack.
Hey, you open up the leftover container and finish off what's there.
Remove pants, have snack.
Right.
Hop Concept released another single IPA. This one was called Simcoe Situation, and that was a situation.
Simcoe Situation.
Great, look what you
Molly
did.
Crew reference.
You sent him off the deep end.
And that was a situation I was happy to be in.
Same old ball and chain.
And we've lost them.
Alvarado, I believe it was, had a West Coast IPA called Back in Action. That was really good. And then the newest 16-ounce can to hit town, 19.2-ounce can to hit town from Modern Times is Orderville, 19.2.
Yes. I saw this.
Oh.
And that was the Stone right amount.
Interested?
That was the right amount.
Writing this down. Mike.
Note.
Mike. Hey, how's it going? I wanted to make sure to tell you something. What was it? Oh, 19.2 ounces of this fucking Modern Times beer. Go get it.
And I want to say it was only about $3. I don't think it was too expensive.
Oh, it's a deal even.
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh, it's a deal.
There you go. There's a jury
duty. What you're telling me is this beer, as big as it is only $3. Wow.
So that's my Ben Kotz.
Ben
Kotz. Drinking. Matt, Beater Brewery 87, he's on tap. He's been checking in more. I've been seeing him do it.
It's a tough job.
Getting involved. He's on that untapped.
Some days I get everything. Some days I at least get two things checked in.
Yeah.
Contributing
I've
to
I've been
the
bad about community. Our beers we have on the show, getting them checked in.
Oh, yeah.
My uniques could be so much higher.
I'd totally be at 2,500 right now.
Nick?
Huh?
The Nick 80. He doesn't really go on untapped anymore. But
I try.
I try as hard.
I try to untap as hard as I try and get into Mad Dog.
You swing by. You're like, nope.
Nope.
Not going to happen.
Look at that line.
Nope.
Oh, boy.
There's people out there in the outside.
The only time you check in on Untapped is when you accidentally think you're opening Snapchat, but it's Untapped.
It's actually right next to my IMDb, so I'm usually looking for a celebrity.
You're like, God dang it.
Oh, I'm here. I might as well check in.
There's similar colors, too, so it might get confusing.
Yep, IMDb is a pretty close color.
Yeah. Did not check in this week, but what I had was more... Nelson & Nelson from Port.
Wait, you can remember beers without using Untappd?
Brewing. When they're as good as Nelson & Nelson?
Yes. Oh,
yeah, you've been...
I was downgrading Fig Tree last week, but they have the Nelson & Nelson there, and they also... God dang it. Well, maybe I'll figure it out in Big Cots.
Great.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Nick.
No, you've been on that Nelson & Nelson for a minute.
I think that's my favorite fall beer.
Wow. Oh, Nelson & Nelson's going to...
IPA season's finally hitting.
Pencil it in for your list.
How do you guys like that?
Wow.
I'm giving IPA a season, and it ain't summer.
Wow.
Bitches.
Wow. You're just turning beer world on its fucking head.
That's
Nick.
Right. I'm just now getting an IPA season.
You got to pencil that beer in for your list of beer of the year for the end of the year.
Good call.
For the pours.
Good call. I was very excited to find my previously mentioned Speedway Stout 12-ounce bottles. Yeah. Those are drinking nicely.
Fun.
Was that in a pack or singles?
It is a 4-pack carrier.
Nice.
Packaged, so you don't need to buy a 10-cent bag on your way out of the store. No, this has its own handle, sir. I don't need a bag.
You want a bag?
No.
No, I don't.
No, I do not.
Okay.
Remember anything else? Anything come on, brain.
Really unique. Well, I had another Pliny, some more narwhals. I did see the stovepipe Booming Rollers and Stovepipe Onitas.
Oh, my gosh.
So you remember the fort is now called Cheers Wine and Spirits.
Mm-hmm.
Same beer selection, but more wine and booze.
Oh, they want to make money.
They want to make money. And that, so they had some good stuff. They had some interesting cans in there.
Singles.
Single sections hopping. I had another Alesmith slash, no, I should remember. Alesmith, Carl Strauss collab.
Yeah.
Blink of an IPA.
I want to try that one.
Yeah, you should.
It's a nice beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they should just keep that series going.
Just keep on.
It's cool looking at cans.
Just get all their friends.
It seems like they're going to be good at
till
good
beers. Until they run out of friends. Well, that's it. That's all the things you can remember. It
seems like there was another one.
Another beer. Who come to you?
Oh,
The Bubba?
You
had one of my beers, did you, Nick?
I did. One of my first Fresno purchased Central Coast Brewing beers.
Oh.
The Boo Boo Records.
Okay.
Anniversary IPA.
Okay, but I have a thing with that.
Okay.
So, Jake, State Farm, said we're getting Central Coast Brewing distributed here.
Okay.
On the loop, the MGA and the loop, they already would smuggle in some Central Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you got that?
No, this was also the Pinedale purchase.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's Easy Mart, so it's part of the.
I haven't seen evidence of us being a Central Coast town.
Right.
Seen no evidence of it.
I've seen there's the shop in Visalia, Rosie's. They've gotten some, what's the common IPA? Easy Day? What's the blue and white can? Blue and orange can?
Oh, from who?
From Central Coast.
Oh. Oh. Lucky Day.
Lucky Day. They've got that one. Unless that's another self-procured.
Just noticed your shirt, by the way. I like that.
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
Went to the show.
Also,
I saw.
Every time I see the blink of the eye beer, I just think this.
Is this a new tool?
No. You guys should remember this.
Sounds like I should remember it, but I don't.
Sounds very mid-2000s metal.
Yep. The two greatest brothers that ever existed in heavy metal.
Besides us?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know this.
Come on. You have the CD, I believe you do.
Probably.
Yeah!
God.
In a blink of an eye,
Do I have to? Okay, now I'm going to play another song by them. Boy, come
here
on.
Here we go. Is it stained?
Mr. Rude.
Yeah. Mr. Rude.
Chevelle?
No.
Oh, it does sound like Chevelle, though. Chevelle has brothers.
Yeah, they do.
That's a good pull, Nick.
Nothing?
Brothers are in the band?
Yes.
Okay.
What's going on? You've got you brothers, guys. Come on.
It's got to be Hell Yeah.
No, before that.
Before that.
The brothers weren't in that band.
Rebel Meets Rebel?
No.
Okay.
I mean, that's the two guys.
Can Nick get this? Folks, we're going to sit here all night if we have to. Till Nick gets it.
Okay, this one I do know.
I know this one.
But now I can't think of the freaking band.
No, I totally know the band, but I just want Nick to answer.
Oh, you know, you're on this?
I mean, I know the song. I can't.
So we're not a metal podcast. I can.
Yeah, beer metal dudes.
Oh, my God. Beer metal dudes. That guy fucked. I mean, you guys are over. Yeah. Over. 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 Beer metal dude gets
can I sound down this?
Beer metal dude gets in the way heavier, usually way heavier stuff than this.
Oh, yeah, this is radio
friendly. Listen. I listen to beer metal.
Maybe I didn't realize these guys were brothers.
Man, we're just going to hang out and listen to some mid-2000s metal.
Perfect.
It's Damage Plan.
Oh, Damage Plan.
Oh, yeah, dude.
The Abbott Brothers.
I do have that.
Yes, you do.
I do have that.
All right. I want you to go home right now.
I will go home right now.
Crack open two beers, go out to the garage.
Crank it.
Play the album. Yeah. Reacquaint yourself.
I don't care if your wife has to sleep. Crank it.
Start working on the bug.
Hey, this is perfect. Important work I'm doing.
Yeah. Research. R&D.
That was the most grueling like 10 minutes of my life right now.
I know.
I don't think a lot of people have to Damage listen plan. To that.
Who was the singer for Damage Plan? Was it?
No, I don't know names like that. That's some guy.
I don't know.
That's ridiculous. Who would know that?
I only know brothers. Let's see what I was drinking.
Patrick Lechman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah.
And Bobzilla was on bass.
Bobzilla?
Bobzilla.
Bobzilla?
Oh, Bobzilla.
Bobzilla, this old bass?
I'll tell you something about this old bass.
Now, I'm going to show you how to coat it with a nice linseed oil so it doesn't tarnish.
Oh, yeah. Mikey Tapor.
Oh, you've seen that Will Ferrell movie.
Sweet. Fulton Street IPA.
That was this old
I'm
house.
Just keep going. Okay. I'm going to keep going. I forget what the brothers are doing. I'm going to keep going on my own show over here. Fulton Street IPA from Tioga Square. Had that post. No, I actually bought that, and then my post jury duty beer was the DDH. Sorry, Chew, General Sherman. Just move to Fresno, Chew. This DDH, it's really bugging me. Can't get DDH regularly. Maybe he should just move to Fresno. Make it easier on himself. I also had that Carl Strauss Blink of an Eye IPA. It's a solid IPA. I would recommend if you like clear IPAs. Russian River Happy Hops. Hollow Body from Timbler at Yard House. And it was my first choice because I was trying to find something I, hadn't had before.
What was it again?
The Hollow Body from Timbler, Bakersfield Brewer.
If only you had their Under the Blood Orange Sky, because that just won a medal from GABF.
Damn it! Wow. See, a Bakersfield Brewer won a medal, but no Fresno Brewer did. The frig?
We submit every year.
The Hollow Body is a nice beer. Nice pale. And Martin Space Ways. And some more of that hop. That was the one I wanted to talk about. Fig Tree has this. And they had it for cheap. $12 for the 4-pack of the hop concept. The THC IPA. Mm-hmm. Fig Tree has a good price. I was like, whoa. Usually Fig Tree's prices are not good.
Mm-hmm.
They had it for a good price. And that's been a great beer, that hop concept.
Yeah, THC. I had one of those the other night. It was tasting all right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's all that has been got. Drinking. GGB, my friend. And then tap. Come on, please.
Be my friends if you like mid-2000s metal music.
I think I just got unfriended.
Cheers. It's the end of the show and we're giving out some cheers. Cheers.
some cheers. Of course, we got to start off with the Golden Gods of the Perfect Pour. These are the people on Patreon, our Patreon page, patreon.com/perfectpour. If you want to do the thing, be cool. It's $5 more a month. And what you can be, you can just give it. It helps them show out tremendously. And then we also, the cool thing about Patreon is we can give a little bit back. And what we do is you get bonus show every week with the tailgate. Basically, just get to hear the lead in to the actual episode. And that's the tailgate. And some other stuff, like you're invited to the Facebook group, the Pour'em, and our Discord feed, and just whatever else we can figure out to do for the Golden Gods. So,
like,
thanks everyone for being a Golden God. I appreciate it. Look in the show notes or whatever. There's usually a link to that Patreon page. And just everybody else, like Hops_Hound, that's Jay, and B.L. Clark, who's changed his name from Bench Clark to Boo-Ingerman. It's October, you know. Mm-hmm. Got to update your Twitter handle.
They're saying Boo-Earns. Boo-Earns.
Are you saying Boo or Boo-Earns? Boo! I was saying Boo-Earns. Hans Moman reference.
Wow.
And thanks to everyone that just interacts on the Untapped with me and Twitter, Mikey Tapor, or the our own feed, Perfect Pour Pod, on Instagram and all those things. Really appreciate it. And those of you that retweet the show on your own social media or link to it and all those things, it's a big thank you to you, Matt. Do you have some cheers?
Cheers out to Marco that stopped by from Fort Point. He met up with one of my coworkers, Ricky. I guess they had known each other, and so they traded some beers. And he
had a Fort Point guy in town, huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
I guess he was driving through and stopped by, donated some beer, so I grabbed a couple cans, put them in the fridge, so next show or so.
Oh, so I'll drink them this week and then tell you guys?
I mean, if you had to.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Save them.
Yeah, if you had to.
Save them.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
And that's all, Jersey?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Nick?
Hi.
Do you like anybody?
No.
Okay.
Cheers to, oh boy. Going to Untapped for this because, was it last episode?
Yeah.
Yeah? You asked me about my DMs?
Yeah, I'd ask you if you ever gotten a Untapped DM.
Yes, I finally got a DM.
Yeah!
And of course, it was from a,
listener.
Hot ladies.
Hot ladies.
Just kidding. It was from Bobby Diesel. He says, here's your damn
DM. Here's your damn freaking quit DM, your bitching, bro.
You son of
a bitch. So you got one, all right?
So, yeah, cheers to Bobby Diesel out there in the Untappland. And while I'm here, some other people I haven't probably cheersed in a while or knew I was friends with. Melissa Clark on Untappd. She's got a hearty 2,700 check-ins.
Yeah. Is she the one? Oh, no.
San Luis Obispo person. Okay. Cheers to Darren Kennedy, beer metal dude. He's drinking a beer called Physical Graffiti, which I'm wondering, is that a Zeppelin reference?
I would hope so.
Is it? Cheers to Matt Tubby. And Schmeiser.
The Schmeiser.
Do you believe this? 8,000 beers?
Whoa. That dude's pounding. He wants to get to that 10,000. He's an influencer.
Not too far off. 8,100 check-ins on it.
Jeez. Seems high.
Is this possible?
Impossible. Untapped. All right. Well, appreciate you being here and listening to the show.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks.
Having fun with us. It's very nice. Yeah. Very nice of you to be all the way to the end.
I mean, who else gives you a reason to yell at your radio?
Yeah.
I mean, really. Ah! You're wrong, you idiots.
I think maybe the Mother Earth might have won the episode.
Wow. I'm not disagreeing.
And I also everyone keep up the good work.
Mm-hmm.
But be safe. Don't forget to be safe this week. And have fun. I mean, that you gotta have fun.
Yeah.
Even if you're on jury duty, have some fun with it. But check your dates.
Right.